师傅。
Look, Watson. Look. It's not so heavy. But the clothes. It's seldom. It's my neighbor, the convict.
Paramore. Sir Henry gave him some old clothes to get rid of.
So those clothes have been the poor fellow's death. They still carry Sir Henry's scent.
Oh, his scent? What are you saying?
What's that line?
Hello? Hello?
Watson.
Over here.
Dr. Watson. Oh, you're the last person I expect. Mr. Holmes.
Good evening, sir. I fear you have me at a disadvantage.
I'm Stapleton of Mary P... Dear me. What's this? Sir Henry? Who's this?
It's Selden, the man who escaped from the prison.
What happened to him? Did you see?
No. We just found him here.
He must have missed his footing in the dark. His neck is broken.
So, that's the notorious murderer. Well... Now we can all sleep soundly again.
He must have slipped in the darkness and fallen. I'm truly sorry to have been the bearer of such bad news, Mrs. Barrymore.
We appreciate your feelings, Mr. Holmes. Thank you.
Tempest, Mrs. Barrymore. Oh. It'll help you sleep.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
Take your wife up, Barrymore. We'll serve ourselves tonight.
Thank you, sir. Come on, Eliza.
Thank you, Sir Henry. Gentlemen. I knew something dreadful was going to happen. I knew it. That moor is evil. Evil!
God knows, Mr. Holmes, I'm glad to see you. But no luggage at all?
No.
Was it lost on the journey or what?
Something like
that. Yes, it's not important. Now, Sir Henry, I need your help.
What can I do?
You can swear to me that you'll carry out any instructions I give you blindly and to the letter without asking the reason.
You have my word.
Thank you. If you do,
Holmes?
Whatever's the matter?
Watson insists that I know nothing about art.
What?
That is a... Yes, that's a fine series of family portraits.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, all they're good for is putting me off my food.
That's Nella. I'd swear to it. Yes, Nella. Who's the subject?
Rear Admiral Baskerville. Mr. Holmes, this is hardly relevant.
And Reynolds. No, two. Who's this gentleman, the cavalier?
Well, he's the cause of all the trouble. Sir Hugo, the first victim of the family curse.
So, that's the notorious Hugo. Fascinating.
Holmes, what are you up to?
I'm sorry to keep you up so late, Doctor, but this had to wait until Sir Henry had retired.
Where are we going?
The dining room. Here.
This again? Haven't you stared at this wretched painting enough for one evening?
Patience, Doctor. Family history is the key to this whole case, though we have to look rather more recently than the 17th century. You remember what Sir Henry told us? There were three brothers.
His father, Sir Charles, and Roger.
I made a few inquiries. The first two were well documented. Information on the third, it was rather harder to come by.
Sir Henry told me he lived quietly and died unmarried.
That's what he believes, the official family line. The truth is rather more colourful. Roger Baskerville fell foul of the law. When the family refused to protect him, he had to leave the country. He ended up in South America.
The proverbial black sheep.
Oh, yes. Extremely black and extremely secretive. I discovered that the records had been tampered with. There was a marriage and a son.
A son? So if anything happens to Sir Henry...
The son inherits the entire fortune. He's been steadily working his way to exactly that.
So he's our man, the son?
Oh, he's an interesting character. A double throwback to Sir Hugo here. Not only the personality, but the looks, too. Now, just take the candle. Hold it up. Now,